How y'all doing this morning? Good? Were any of you guys here for last week? Yes. Okay, so I'm going to basically kind of give you guys a good rundown of last week's, and then we're going to get into this week's. Do you guys remember the two characters that we talked about last week? It was Jacob's wives, two of them. One of them was Rachel, and the other one was Leah. All right, so these ladies were starting to bear children, but Rachel was jealous of Leah. Do you guys know why?
She didn't have kids yet.
Right, yes. So the Lord didn't allow Rachel to have kids yet and just allowed Leah. And do you guys know why he only allowed Leah? Yeah, so the Lord felt like Leah was being unloved, so he wanted to bless her with the children. So did God eventually remove the barrenness of Rachel? Was she able to eventually have kids?
Yes.
Yeah, right? So that's basically what we talked about last week, and then we're going to talk about a little bit of Rachel's father and Jacob's father-in-law, and then Jacob returning back to Canaan. So if you guys want to open up to Genesis 31 chapter, and then verse 2 through 5. And then I'm going to give you guys some questions. So as we read it, let me know the answers as we read it, so you guys can see and try to reason through it as we read the scripture. So the first one was Laban happy with Jacob? So Laban was the father of the two wives of Jacob and also Jacob's father-in-law. And then where did God tell Jacob to go? And then how did Rachel and Leah respond to the idea of leaving their father? Okay, so we're going to read verse 2 through 5, and then we're going to read 11 through 16. So, and Jacob saw the face of Laban, and behold, it was not friendly toward him as formerly. Then Yahweh said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your kin, and I will be with you." So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to his flock in his field, and he said to them, "I see your father's face, that it is not friendly toward me as formerly, but the God of my father has been with me." So let's go to 11, and then we're going to go to 16. Then the angel of God said to me in the dream, "Jacob," and I said, "Here I am." And he said, "Let me lift up now your eyes and see that all the male goats which are mating are striped, speckled, and molted. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, where you made a vow to me. Now arise, leave this land, and return to the land of your kin." Then Rachel and Leah said to him, "Do we still have any portions or inheritance in our father's house? Are we not counted by him as foreigners? For he has sold us and has also entirely consumed our purchase price. Surely all the riches where God has delivered over to us from our father belong to us and our children. Now then, do whatever God has said to you." So this passage that the book asked me to read doesn't tell us why Laban was really unhappy with Jacob. So I'll kind of give you a little bit of context of what happened. So Jacob wanted a little bit of a reward so he can leave the house, because he's been staying at Laban's house for, at this point, 14 years, right? 7 years for one wife and another 7 for the actual wife that he wanted in the first place. And then, so after that time, he felt like it was enough time to leave back, right? 14 years was felt like enough for him. So Laban told him that if he wanted to leave and take some rewards with him, he would have to work for a little more time. So Jacob was working another 6 years, but he was tending his flock. So during this time, Jacob was separating the herd, right? So he told Laban, "I'll give you all of the clean ones that don't have spots, that aren't black, all of just the pure white ones, and I'll take all of the spotted ones and all of the speckled sheep. So during this time, Jacob was kind of building up his side of the flock a little bit better than Laban's, right? He would give him the better grass and give him the better seeds. So his flock was going to be more healthier. And so when eventually when Laban decided to return, that's why he wasn't happy, right? So kind of gave you the answer, but was Laban happy with Jacob? No, right? So he was frustrated with him because of what he did. He kind of weakened his own flock. And then now, where did God tell Jacob to go to? Yeah, so that land is called Canaan. So the Lord asked Jacob to go back to Canaan. And Rachel and Leah, were they all right with this idea? Were they okay with leaving their father? No? I think they were happy because they were a little bitter towards their father, and they were willing to go wherever Jacob wanted to go. So, like I said, it had been 20 years since God had appeared to Jacob at Bethel. There, Jacob saw a ladder reaching to heaven, and there he was taught about God's grace. And there he also heard the voice of God promise that he would one day return to Canaan. And it was also necessary for Jacob to go into the wilderness to be humbled by the Lord for a while, but not for the rest of his life. The time would have come for him to return home. So this wilderness part was the 20 years he spent at his father-in-law's house. So Jacob had wanted to go back to Canaan after Joseph was born. And you guys remember who bore Joseph? Was it Leah or Rachel? Leah? It's actually Rachel. So that's why, if you guys remember the story of Jacob and the many coats, the colors of on the coat, they felt that he was favoring Joseph because he came from Rachel, right? That was one of the very few kids Rachel had. And so after Joseph was born, he wanted to go back, but Laban would not allow it. So for 6 more years, he worked, and Jacob would continue to be deceitful towards his uncle. But it was now time for him to leave. God's promise to Jacob would never be fulfilled as long as he remained under Laban's roof. So God came to Jacob and called him to pack his bags, saddled his camel, and returned to the land of Canaan. And Jacob had come to Laban with nothing but the shirt on his back, and now, under God's blessing, he was leaving with a large family and great riches, with Laban least expected. Jacob took his family and his flocks and fled, but he did not make it far before realizing he was being pursued by his furious uncle. God would be Jacob's shield, however, and how we would keep Laban from harming Jacob, and ultimately he would free Jacob from the grip of his dishonest uncle. God has used Laban to humble Jacob and to make him rich, but Laban was needed no longer. God was calling Jacob home. So, and I skipped over that reading, but his uncle was, you know, upset with what he did, so he started following him as he was going back to Canaan. I'm not too sure if we'll read it next time, but no, we won't. But yeah, so it was crazy. So what do you guys think? You guys got any questions or no? Pretty good. All right. You good, Marlena? Okay. Let's go ahead and pray then and continue going to worship. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to teach these young ones, Lord. I pray that this message was fruitful, Lord, for them, and I hope they were understanding of the scripture and the lessons being taught to Jacob, Lord. And I pray for our worship, Lord, as we sing, Lord. I just pray that it's glorifying and edifying for you, Lord. In your name I pray, amen.